The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. The word disciple means student. And if you're going to be Jesus' student, then learning to trust the teacher is lesson number one. That's the message of the story of the stilling of the storm on the sea. If you go back and you look just before this passage, you'll find Jesus has just called a bunch of new disciples. "Come follow me," he says. "Come follow me." And so they do. And the very first thing Jesus does is he leads them into a storm. Understand, he did that on purpose. Jesus is omniscient. He knows what the weather is going to be. Why did he lead them into a storm? To teach them to place their trust in him and to break their sense of self-reliance. Most of us live our lives self-reliant. We think we basically have everything under control, and we call on God every once in a while for a little bit of help now and then. You know, God is my co-pilot, which is great until something suddenly goes wrong. And then it's not so great. Then suddenly there's a crisis. But God has to break that sense of self-reliance. You ever heard of the continuity bias? I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. It's a cognitive bias by which we think that everything's just going to keep being just fine. Everything was just fine yesterday. Everything was just fine last week. And so everything's going to just keep being just fine. The continuity bias. Which is great until you realize that not everything is always going to just keep being just fine. When a sudden crisis arises, maybe it's financial, maybe it's a sudden lawsuit. Maybe you're suddenly falsely accused. Maybe there's a sudden illness or even a catastrophic sudden death of a family member. You know, you wake up and you say, "I didn't have that on my docket for today." Then you realize not everything's going to keep being just fine. And you know, the "God is my co-pilot" types, these people are thrown into a panic. And they turn to God, just like the story of the storm on the sea. And when they do, they very often discover that God is asleep. It's the only passage in the scriptures that shows Jesus sleeping. And doesn't that always seem to be the case? Crisis in your life, crisis in the church, crisis in international politics, and it seems like God is asleep. St. Augustine says that Jesus wasn't asleep because he was tired. Jesus was asleep deliberately to evoke an act of faith in his followers. And so they cry out, they say, "Lord, save us, we're perishing." It's fascinating. You look at the original Greek text here in Matthew, and the disciples say, "Lord, save, helpless." That's all they say. "Lord, save, helpless." Because the fact of the matter is, no matter if you think you're in charge or not, you're helpless. We're very much like people, you know, riding, say, a raft down a whitewater river. You got a little bit of control. You got a paddle. But you can't control the direction of the river. You can't control the speed of the water. You're basically helpless. And what we need to learn how to do is, if you're one of these "God is my co-pilot" types, you need to learn to get out of the pilot seat. Let God be God. Because here's the facts. Everybody rides this boat. Every disciple rides this boat. Now, Put yourself back in this gospel and try to imagine you're in the boat literally with the disciples and Jesus asleep at the moment that this storm breaks out. What do you think you say to all the other people in the boat? Don't you say to them something like, hey guys, don't worry, Jesus is in the boat. We're going to be just fine. Here's the prayer that you need to learn to add into your daily prayer life. You need to learn to pray that you are in the boat and that you must not forget who's in the boat with you. Not that everything's going to work out for the best, right? Not that everything's going to work out the way you want, because things don't always work out the way you want. But faith means realizing what St. Paul said to the Romans, that God makes all things work to the good, and all means all. St. John Chrysostom once said that God loves to show his power not at the beginning of our trials, but at the very moment when all seems lost. At those moments of storms, when God seems to be asleep, remember to trust in the teacher. Remember that the teacher is always quiet during the test. Our feast day today is the first martyrs of Rome. In the 60s AD, there was a terrible fire in the city of Rome. You might have heard that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, they blame the Christians. Dozens upon hundreds of Christians became the first martyrs of Rome. But you know what? Saints never worry. They know that God makes all things work for the good. Let's make their faith our own and ask for their prayers. First martyrs of Rome, pray for us.